It's a good day to get gone.
Here we are. Are you happy to be where you are, alive and well and working on Friday, the last Friday of the year 2013? The important things that are going on all around us. My heavens, Duck Dynasty continues to be an important, scandalous reality. My.
Wow, you're all cranked up today.
Well, it's my daughter's 40th birthday.
Wow.
And I'm being very reflective and trying not to be, I don't know why.
Are you going
to
cry today?
Well, I don't know about cry.
Probably.
But I certainly am emotional when I think about my daughter's birth and her life to this point. But I think what captures my feelings better than anything else is the picture that's posted on Facebook. If you want to see a father's, maybe all of you who are fathers and you have daughters, you want to see and or feel the reality of one's love for another, at least in my, sense, looking at that picture of me with my daughter in front of her Christmas tree in her house in Los Angeles, it does it for me, frankly.
It's a very sweet picture. It's cute.
Yeah, well, but That I had just said something, you know, she's used to me saying things that are foolish. And I think I had just, at that moment, her husband Matthew was taking a few pictures. And at that moment, I just said something about something that she cooked. Because she fancies herself now quite a good cook. Well, she likes to cook. I don't know whether she fancies herself as a good cook or not, but she likes to cook.
But she didn't seem to like what she cooked in the morning, am I right?
Well, I didn't say that
to her.
You said
that, no, but you said it's bread and eggs.
Well, but I'm not a big egg person. But what, you think I'm going to tell my daughter?
I could tell yesterday, you're like, it was bread or it was eggs together.
Well, bread and eggs. But you know what? What difference did it make? I wanted to be with her, and I spent 2.5 hours with her on Christmas morning, mm-hmm. and that's what made the day. People said to me yesterday, you flew to Los Angeles to spend 2.5 hours with your daughter on Christmas morning? Yeah. I would have flown around the world to spend... It's like Santa Claus in Virginia. Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Well, I wanted...
You need to get your cows flying so you can save on airfare.
Flying cows. Now, wouldn't that be neat every time they had to do a little... Number two.
If you really wanted to operate the path of Santa, you'd get those cows' wings.
Yes, right. Instead of Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, we have Randy, the red-nosed cow.
There you go.
That's right. Or Peaches.
Nice.
Gone on right. Exactly. So, anyway, reflections on my daughter's birthday and other things, reflections on Christmas, reflections on this past year and the things that were important. What was the most important thing to you? I think that'll be part of our conversation, certainly Monday and Tuesday of next week into Wednesday. And then we think about all the possibilities the year 2014 brings. I'm very optimistic in pretty much every aspect of my life. Will things go perfectly? You can plan.
Yeah.
And then there's reality. What's the old expression?
Never.
Life is what happens while you're making other plans.
Exactly.
So make your plans. Try to stick to them. Have an attitude of gratitude. That's the thing that probably changed most dramatically in my life this past year. Understanding how to put things into their proper perspective. Understanding who you love, what you love, what is there about your life that you most fancy. And if I said that to you, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here with me on Good Day, if I said that to the two of you, and we got to talk about the news and things that are going on in the world, yeah. But these are things that are going on. People become very reflective.
Mm-hmm.
No, Doug, really? At the end of the year, there are a lot of things that people regret, or they're sad about, or they're happy about. My suggestion to you is that you focus on the things that you're happy about, because you can't do anything about that which has passed anyway. So why not be happy about what's going on in the here and the now? I become a great disciple of a book that Meredith gave me called The Power of Now by a guy named Edward Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. And I suggest that people read that book or get the tapes, or they call them tapes, but get the CDs and listen to them or read the stuff and let it absorb. Because there isn't anything you can do about that which has passed. You can only be in the now. You can't, you may be concerned about the future for sure, but your steps taking, the steps that you are about to take now, with some Say it again there. There it is. With some thought, will lead you down the right path. I believe that thoroughly and convincingly. I don't know.
And I think it solves a lot of problems. You know, I have to, it's always true confessions time on the air for me. But I just found out yesterday, I'm going to try not to cry, but I just found out yesterday that an old friend from high school committed suicide on Christmas Day. Mm. And I think if you do live in the now, regardless of what problems you have, you kind of lose that, you may lose that option of suicide if you do start living in the now and you stop worrying about the past or the future. Yeah. Don't you think?
I think there's a lot to be said for forgiving yourself, which is very hard for a lot of people to do. The three most important words that have come out of this year for me are love, forgiveness, and I'm not putting them in order. I was just thinking about the order. Forgiveness and trust.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, anybody that you're close to, you care about, like I love you guys. I trust you to do the best that you can working in this environment. And I trust that you have been brought together with me because you are quality people who can be trusted, who do express feelings of love, I don't know that you need to, any of us need to forgive each other for anything we've done, because I don't think we've done anything to each other that would create an atmosphere.
Well, there was.
Well, there was that. Yeah, okay. But you know what I mean. Kenny, so what do you think?
Most important.
Well, you've just gone through in the last 24 hours a very sad time,
mm-hmm.
and it's you've sort of been brought up short at the end of the year when you have an animal like you have had, and your son's dog is now no longer here, and so doing that, deciding what to do is always the most difficult thing. But now that it's done, it's done. So it's finished.
It was a horrible thing to have to go through, and as a parent, I wish that I could have shielded him from that, because I know how painful it is.
But that wouldn't have been a good thing for you to do. Yeah, but you want to shield him, but you don't want. That wouldn't have been the right thing to do.
Right. Yeah.
The dog.
I was glad that. I was glad that Lisa and Reno and I had each other.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly helped get through yesterday.
Yeah. And so you think about the year and how it ended for you. Not pleasant, but
it's not over yet.
Think about all of the things that have happened between you and your children this year. I'm betting you'll come up with a smile. And even if you didn't, it's over. It's done. The year's finished. So how do we move ahead and learn from what has happened this past year? That may be a good conversation for this weekend when you are together with friends and loved ones, or however if you feel like digging around in that. Some people just don't want to deal. But, you know, things have a strange way of working themselves out for the better, even if you don't want a deal. I think that they do for the most part. At any rate, that's kind of the perspective.
Well, this has been an uplifting hour so far.
Well, you know, it's either that or we, you know what?
I know. It's real life, though. It's real life.
And that's contrasted to what a lot of people are talking about with regard to UPS and FedEx and how the delivery of some of those packages ruined their Christmas.
Yeah.
Give me a break. What are you talking about? It ruined your Christmas. If that's all it took to ruin your Christmas, you are way gone, way out to lunch, just... what a ridiculous life you lead. They're not having stuff from UPS and FedEx ruined your Christmas. We do have a few people who said that on FedEx. There I am again with that. On Facebook.com/Good Day Show, right, Kenny? And a couple of those reflections.
There were a couple of those. More comments now that from people who didn't have a problem. Jay said he had no problems at all. Jesus says it's not UPS's fault that people didn't place their orders 2 days before Christmas. Michael said he had a problem with the post office, paid extra on Monday to mail an envelope to a city 40 miles away, guaranteed Tuesday delivery, but it didn't get there till yesterday.
Yeah. What's the comeback? You get your money back, maybe, but that's not what you really wanted. You wanted to get it there on time. That's what you wanted. That's why you signed up for that stuff. At any rate, well, there's a whole different thing. The United States Postal Service is shameful UPS and FedEx, very complicated.
When you put in that word guaranteed, though, you've got to guarantee it. You know, you can say expected delivery on Christmas Eve.
Well, they ask themselves.
You've protected yourself. When you say guaranteed, that's the word that gets you.
Yeah, and they say to themselves, well, gee, why are we in, why do people not respect us or don't use us? Why are we losing so much money? Because of this kind of stuff. And the fact that my mail gets delivered at 8 o'clock at night. That kind of stuff. There's no excuse for that when they have the kind of resources that they have. There is no excuse for it. So anyway, but is that important? Eh, it's important that I like to get my mail during the day. It's handy for business purposes. But you know what? Does it ruin my life? No. Do I crab about it? Yeah. It's fun to crab about it, actually. It's fun to crab about a lot of these things. Crab, 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 crab. So anyway, let's find out what else can we crab about? Ooh, a lot of things.
Sure, there's a lot.
Yeah, of course. We'll find them, too. It's 18 after the hour now, and I'm going to crab it. The time is going too quickly. Crab, 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 crab.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L 1226 to 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve. Get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As you're just awake, as it were. This is the Billboard Top Artist of the Year for 2013. His name is Bruno Mars, and he's 28 years old. And he looks kind of like a, I don't know, I was looking at some pictures of Justin Bieber last night.
Yes.
And you know that I don't care for him. I don't think he's a good representation.
I think you call him a worm.
Anything, he's a little worm. Right. I don't know what to think about Bruno Mars. He looks like, in the pictures that I have seen of him, a very serious student of the world of music. I don't know what you think of him, but I'm curious
I'll
to know what
you
think of him.
I'll tell you what. You know, I'm a country girl through and through, but I do listen these days because I listen to some pop music, so I am aware of Bruno Mars, and I like him a lot. I have one of his CDs that I've downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do, I will tell you about him, is that he kind of bridges the gap for all ages. Like, people my mom's age like Bruno Mars a lot, mm-hmm. and people younger like him a lot.
I like that song.
He's not like One Direction that appeals to really young people. He
yeah.
kind of appeals to everybody because he is a serious musician. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an artist. He writes, mm-hmm. he dances, he sings, he does it all. So
yeah.
He's a talented guy.
He has the album that now is around three top 10 singles. Locked Out of Heaven, which was number one for 6 weeks this past year. When I Was Your Man was number one for a week this past year. And Treasure was number five for a couple of weeks. And so when you look at that, that's a pretty good accomplishment considering all the competition and how music sells today.
Mm-hmm.
How people get their music. And whether or not some of these people, the way that the business of music creates creatures like Justin Bieber, and that's really what he is, he's a creature. I don't know that I would say the same thing when understanding what Mars is all about. And then I think about some of the other things that are said about some of the older musicians that are making it big. What's the other guy's name? Who his last name begins with an M, and he is reputed to be quite a ladies' man. But I can't remember what his name is.
John Mayer.
Mayer.
Oh, very good.
M-A-Y-E-R. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys should go on the pyramid together. That's really good.
Yeah. So.
I was not even near close to that.
Really?
No.
All I can hear. But with what I remember isn't his music, but the reputation of what a ladies' man he is.
He's toned down a little bit. Yeah, he was kind of, he had the jerky reputation for a while. Well, not only was he a ladies' man, but then he went out and talked about it.
But then there are, you know, the other things that get rumored about somebody like that, and the reason that women like him is because of, you know, things that are physical more than things that are emotional. And one wonders if that isn't the reason that he doesn't have, I mean, is that the case with anybody? And maybe this is a reflective position to be in as we are at the end of the year. We're thinking sort of back on the year and what experiences one has had. There are people who are attracted to other people because surely of their physicality. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, as much as it's great, feels good, is an important part of the relationship, it isn't the relationship.
Listen to how much you've grown. I'm so proud of you.
Well, but it isn't.
I know.
Listen, I'd be the first guy in line, not necessarily without reluctance, to tell you that I lived many years of my life and went through many relationships with many women, and it was all based on superficiality.
How many? And as your lawyer, I advise you not to answer. Just say more than 10.
More than probably.
Okay.
That's enough for that. But to settle in and to finally find something that you really, and growing with this person is a very important thing to do. And that's perhaps the best thing for me anyway of 2013, a word that simply is growth. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel. Coming right up, should the minimum wage go up to $10 an hour?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with Vandenhoevel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. Do you favor an increase in the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10 an hour as a way to reduce inequality?
And the President of the United States going out there and saying there's no solid evidence that a higher minimum wage suppresses employment. Again, this is kind of Obamacare-style argumentation. But the balance of the evidence clearly is a higher minimum wage is going to suppress employment.
There is a raft of meticulous nonpartisan economic research showing that the minimum wage does not suppress employment. And, you know, it's just, again, a matter of lining workers' pockets with money to build and strengthen what is a weak recovery. Just makes a lot of sense.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vanden.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beckstaff and Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Doug is the sort of nickname. Jennifer is Jen, nicknamed
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
That's how the people in the bar say it. Your name is Jennifer.
You go to the bars?
No, I haven't been to a bar in a long time.
Good. Stay out of those bars. Nothing but lecherous men in those bars who want to take advantage of you.
God, I remember the good old
days.
Sorry,
I went down that street. 27th of December, Ken Kessler is here. He's been monitoring our social media, and we're here to make you mentally strong as we work our way through the end of the year. We may or may not have heard this story about the ship that's in the Antarctic. I think we went through this yesterday. It's a Russian ship that is stuck. It's a cruise ship of sorts. Somehow or other got
genius
into a situation where the
who decides to go to the South Pole for winter? Right. Give me a break.
Is that another carnival ship?
Yeah. How do you say carnival in Russian? The Rusky carnival trip. Anyway,
Vodka, I think is how you say it.
So there are icebreakers that are trying to get to this ship. It's stranded. They're out of food.
What's your sign?
Fuel?
Everybody's just standing out there giving their little icebreakers.
Oh, I didn't even
What's
get
your
that.
Sign?
What's your sign? Is it Mary? Or no, let's see, we can start. This is a good challenge. The sign we're in right now, in the beginning of the year, we're at the in the Capricorn stage, right? After Capricorn is Aquarius.
That's me.
After Aquarius is Pisces.
Yeah.
After Pisces is Aries. After Aries is Taurus.
I like to say
After
Aries.
Taurus is Gemini. After Gemini is Cancer. After Cancer is Leo. After Leo is Virgo. After Virgo is Libran. And after being a Libran, you can be a Scorpio. And then it starts all over again.
You forgot Sagittarius.
I did. Sagittarius. You're right. Sagittarius is after Scorpio. You're right. I did. You remembered. Good for you. We're going to have, and I'm not sure how we're doing this, sort of a year in, more of a prediction. There's a really good psychic that I met a month or so ago in Los Angeles who is going to, at some point before we get the beginning of the year, bring us an idea. We'll spend a good deal of time with it because a lot of people are anticipating. They always do it this time of year. Can't do anything about the year that's gone. What do we do or what do we think is going to happen that'll be great in the year 2014? Let's hope we can keep that. I hope these people that are stranded in the ship down the Antarctica are cleared out because it's going to be a cold winter for them. You can't survive now. That I think we said this yesterday. I think it was 28 below zero, and with a wind that whips around down there at 100 miles an hour, your skin freezes immediately. Anything that's exposed freezes instantly. So imagine what it is that's going on with them. Oof.
There's no shuffleboard.
No, not at all. All right, other things that are going on here with regard to our discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act. A couple of states announced yesterday they have hired lead contractors to build their online marketplace for health insurance that is supposed to go into effect in time to be a part of the Affordable Care Act. But they have experienced so many problems and so many delays that they are going to withhold payments to these companies. They started, apparently, and I don't remember how this all worked. I remember reading through this, kind of like reading a 1,200-page bill, the Obamacare bill to begin with. Who's going to stay awake to read that? But I remember seeing in the back of my mind or hearing something about these contractors. And I think basically the contractors that were most scrutinized were the ones that did the federal site, right, Kenny? Mm-hmm. The ones that did the Fed
site.
That's
all the problem was, yeah.
Well, that's what we all thought. But apparently that's not the case. Massachusetts health officials say that they are going to meet next week to decide whether to suspend payments to this company called CGI Federal. It's also been criticized and questioned during a lot of the congressional hearings into this because they built the federal site. See, Massachusetts has its own. Remember when all of the discussion during the election, Mitt Romney, he was responsible for Obamacare, and the Republicans didn't want to elect him. You know how foolish that is. Here, I'm going to get off for a minute, and I'm going to point out to the people who didn't want to vote for Mitt Romney how foolish you are. Under the circumstances, look
I'm
at what.
I'm pretty sure they might know by now.
Well, you know what? Maybe they need to hear it again. Because what was created in Massachusetts, say what you will about this, about the mandate, Romney oversaw, as a good businessman, what it took in order to get this thing through. Remember, he's a Republican, and the state is hugely Democratic. Both houses of the legislature of Massachusetts are way over the top, overloaded with Democrats. And the fact that he got this thing through and then managed to make it successful, because he's a good manager, and to have these right-wing nutbirds chase him around because they so dislike Obama and anything that had anything to do with it or even smell like it, like the health care system that is in place in Massachusetts, made him undesirable. Well, what do you think about that now, boys and girls, that you didn't vote for him, and look at what you got? Even if you didn't vote for the guy that's there, the fact that you didn't vote for the guy who could have fixed all of this because he showed in his ability to manage the system that was put into place in Massachusetts in the first place that he could do it.
That he could work with people across
right.
the aisle. That
yeah.
was the big lesson here. We're yeah. the president now. You have it. I mean, this guy doesn't talk to anybody. He's just yeah. up.
Talks to himself.
So.
It's yeah. all about him. So anyway, the point is that with the incursion, if that's the right word, of requirements that came as a result of having to have this national or this federal program, there were some modifications that had to be made to the Massachusetts site. And I guess they'd probably be like, Kenny, you went to the California site to sign up for health care. You live in Southern California. So you did mm-hmm. say you went to the equivalent of the Massachusetts site in California. You didn't go to healthcare.gov, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think
so,
we started at healthcare.gov, but once you put your location in there, it
they send you to the state.
Sends you out to the to the exchange. Yeah.
So Massachusetts has refused to pay for things that modified its website to comply with the feds. Vermont has refused to pay $5 million of its contract with the same company. They're trying to get, as a matter of fact, some of the money refunded that they paid to this company, CGI. Under the Affordable Care Act, eligible Americans who do not have health insurance through their workplace or another source are supposed to sign up for coverage through a health care exchange that provides a menu of options and information on subsidiaries. Then the enrollment period hasn't been changed. It still goes through March, right? Now? Am I right? Yeah. So anyway, it's just kind of interesting to look at how that sort of has twisted and turned, and one wonders how that'll be new or dealt with in the new year, one way or another. Let's hope that it's dealt with properly, correctly, and comfortably. For you, Kenny, you've saved money for your health insurance, right?
Yeah, I've saved a lot. I think we're going to end up paying about half what we were.
Imagine that you are in, and I don't have the complete details here, but there was, wake up to this headline.
Mm-hmm.
60 hurt in Argentinian piranha attack.
Wow.
You know what a piranha is?
Yeah.
What's a piranha?
It's that sea creature.
It eats fish. Yeah. Right. The movie that was shot, for those of you who live in Lake Havasu.
Except it was in a lake, which I don't think they live in lakes.
No, but I don't.
Don't they need salt water?
I'm not sure about that. All I know is that I don't ever want to encounter one.
No.
So can you imagine the
Doug
horror?
Seven look good. Nom, 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 nom.
Nice. Him taste good, too.
Him taste good, too. Nom, 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 nom.
Talking about Tonto or something.
No, Cookie Monster.
Yeah, oh, is that the Cookie Monster? Okay. Anyway. So
I don't know why I just made the piranha into a
piranha
monster,
into the Cookie Monster, right. Yeah.
It's a stretch.
It is kind of a stretch. But just thinking about it.
Awful. That'll really ruin Christmas for you, a piranha attack.
All right, so let's talk about something else that has to do with your skin that's better, okay?
Yes.
You want to have a treatment that'll make all of those little lines around your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes.
Yeah, I might have noticed a new one yesterday.
Go away. Why are you looking at your age? Why are you looking for those things?
I don't try to.
Really? You kind of jump out in the mirror at you?
You just go, oh, hey, look at that. Where'd that come from?
There's a big new line. Well, you need to have the concentration of various products that have been developed under the name Genusone. I say various products. There are 8 different ingredients here that have been brought about by research done in stem cell therapy. It's the most effective way to deal with those lines. I saw an ad yesterday for someone. I'm trying to remember where the heck I was. I was standing in a place. I had ordered pizza. I had ordered spaghetti for everybody because my dear Georgette is leaving. As a matter of fact, they're loading the cows. I'm watching out in the barnyard right now. Mm-hmm. You've heard
so
me talk a lot.
Today's really the day, because I know
today
she's been
really
leaving on and off. Okay.
They're loading the cows onto the trailer now. As an aside, this story ends well, hopefully. But Georgette, who was married to Edgar, who was my best man in many ways on the farm for 14 years, she stuck around a year and a half and now knows that she has to leave and go somewhere else to find a new challenge. So she's moving completely across the country, and she's taking 4 of her favorite cows from the farm with her, and they're loading them onto this trailer that's on the back of this. I'm looking at this array of things that I have sort of put together here, and it's completely out of love that I just, you know, cars and trucks and things that will send her on her way safely, but I just don't want her to go. It's very selfish of me, and I'd be the first to admit it. I don't want her to go. She's been such a wonderful influence with Edgar and after Edgar, but she's been called to go to some other place, and I think you have to heed those calls, much as she doesn't want to go. But just looking at this menagerie, there's a 42-foot Hertz truck, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know what kind of rental truck it was. I apparently am the only one who knows how to back things up that have trailers on them and move around. And it is kind of a tricky little thing. It's
you haven't seen me on the dance floor.
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, no.
Back that thing up.
And hooking up, Stephen's going with her. Stephen's somebody who's been on the farm.
Thank goodness. She needs a little company.
No, he's going to move out there with her. He needs a change, too.
Oh, so he's moving with her.
He's moving with her. Yeah, he's moving with her.
Wow.
So anyway, they filled up this rental truck, and then his car is on a trailer behind it, and he parked it too close to the house, so he couldn't couldn't figure out how to get. He was afraid. Hey, I can't get out of here now. What am I going to do? So last night
you're going to have to go with them, I think, and back up for
them. No, I just have to tell them not to get themselves in a situation where they have to back up. That's
just
all.
Go forward.
Because neither one of them know how to back up with a trailer behind the vehicle. So I
don't change your mind.
Turned them both. It's like being in the railroad switchyard. You know, the trains come in. How do you turn them around? Well, you have to. That's, by the way, I'm getting off into 100 tangents here. The reason that many of you who enjoy local rail service into the big city, whether it's Boston, New York, Chicago, wherever it is, you'll notice that the trains go backwards, or what seems to be go backwards down the track. Well, the locomotive is engineered to go as fast in reverse as it goes forwards. Matter of fact, it doesn't discern. It just happens that the locomotives look like there's a front and a back to them. And when they hook them up to the trains, okay, so we go down the track in one direction, come back the track in another direction. It's you don't have to turn the trains around anymore like they used to. You used to have to have a yard with a, what do they call it, a turntable, but that's not what it was called. It was around, what the heck did they call it? Isn't that amazing? I can't remember. But they had to turn the trains around on this big movable thing to have the engines go back up to the front of the train again. And at any rate, these people here, for whatever reason, they've been on the farm for a long time. They still know how to back stuff up with a trailer behind them. And if you get into an icy place, you have to turn the wheel the opposite direction in order to back the thing up. That's the bottom line, whatever kind of trailer it is. So last night in the dark, I'm backing into the snowbank to get this car and truck out of the way so that they can head out. And I'm looking out into the barnyard, and they've got everything turned around, ready to go. And it's my heart is heavy because I'm sad that she's leaving. At any rate, I didn't finish my story about GenuCell, which probably would be a good thing for me to do. GenuCell is something, if you've stayed up late wrapping presents, if you've stayed up late just talking and enjoying the camaraderie, chances are your eyes are not looking so sweet because you've got to get up and do all kinds of things. Jennifer would be the first one. She goes to bed at 2:30, gets up at 7 o'clock to clean up after the party. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do anything but really tear at your eyes, the puffiness, the lines, all the things that you don't want as the mainstay. The way to get rid of them is with GenuCell. I have a great radio offer. Your eyelids will look much better. This product gets the job done. I'm looking at some of the comments online that have been sent to me about GenuCell, page after page of people who are completely satisfied. They say that the lines are definitely reduced. And this lady said, didn't take very long at all. It is very absorbing. I guess maybe that's the way of looking at it. At any rate, you'll find the comments helpful, I think, as I pass them along to you. The basic bottom line is get rid of the puffiness and the swelling and the sort of just the feeling that you have when you look in the mirror that you really are exhausted. It makes you look, and you'll feel tired just by looking at how you look. So let's fix that, all right? Everybody ready? New Year's ready. Resolution. Call this number, 800-543-9262. Resolve to have your face look better. This will do the trick. GenuCell. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll send you a jar of Esotique, which is a great face cream as well. Two for the price of one, 800-543-9262. GenuCell. That took a long time. It took me like 4 minutes to tell this story in and around a bunch of other stories I'm telling. But make sure you get GenuCell. Start off the new year with a fresh face. 800-543-9262.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
as I take life's journey down the open road.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's Megan, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It happens to be Tech Talk time. Time when Jennifer and Kenny and I get into the inside workings of all of the various pieces that are part of this world of technology that we now must embrace and live in. I don't want to live for it, but we got to live in it, figure out how to make it work for us. So that's why I've engaged Shelley Palmer, who's a nationally recognized expert when it comes to technology, to be here with us every day so we can talk about the new things, the improved things. For example, today he's going to talk with you in a moment about a breathalyzer that you can use for your smartphone. So if you're smart, you test it out and find out you're not going to pass.
My mom bought one of these for everybody in my family this year.
Why? She think you're a bunch of lushes?
No, but like when you're out at like wine dinners or something and you're worried, you want to make sure that you're okay, you blow into the thing. It's actually really cool and it works.
Really? All right. Yeah. So, well, then you've got a leg up on most people. Shelley is going
to tried it yet.
Bring you up to speed.
Let's test it out right now.
All right. Shelley Palmer joins in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with family travel expert Amy Tarakotch. The holidays are a time for celebrating and making memories with family and friends. But traveling during the holidays to see loved ones can be chaotic and stressful. To relieve stress from holiday travel, plan in advance, avoid traveling during peak times when possible, and use a travel rewards card that helps pay for expenses. Family travel expert Amy Tarakotch.
Travel adds another layer of stress to the holidays. But using a credit card with a travel rewards program can help reduce stress by offsetting some travel costs. For instance, most travel rewards programs can help with baggage costs, expensive tickets, and hotel bills. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card makes redeeming your earned points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on. If only everything during the holidays was this easy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Alkahoot, a smartphone-powered breathalyzer, is now available to help you gauge your BAC and slow you down before things get out of hand. Alkahoot, shipping for $119, is more expensive than most other smartphone breathalyzers on the market, but Alkahoot features police-grade accuracy and plugs directly into your handset's headphone jack, making it more accurate and more convenient than most competing products. To preserve the device's accuracy, Alkahoot encourages you to keep up with the required annual calibration. Each year, you get a new device along with a shipping label to return your current one for a $30 fee. Alkahoot works on both Android and iOS, and its bundled companion app shows restaurants within walking distance, a link to Uber, and even a tool to track your consumption throughout the night. So next time you go out and have a few drinks, remember to pull out your smartphone before getting behind the wheel. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I want to know whether, Kenny, you think Instagram is killing Facebook. There are some. I read a blog posting here that has sort of both sides of it. Instagram isn't really Facebook. Facebook is I used it for a photo album, posted pictures of Charlotte and me for Christmas there. Is Instagram, as some people say, the next iteration of Facebook? Is there anything other than pictures, though? Instagram isn't really a communication tool for words, is it?
No, not really. It's all posting pictures. You can comment on pictures, but that's really all Instagram is.
Right. So there's no comment on issues or anything, conversations that are meaningful, none of that stuff.
No.
And is this why younger people are using it? Because they don't want to have conversation?
It's even less attention span than Facebook.
Good God. Yeah. What are we doing to ourselves? Oy, man. Something to think about for this new year. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.